when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
And of course, we are on Broadway this day, this afternoon, courtesy of one of the great pianists, one of the great musicians, really, of the 20th century, Bill Evans. Hello, this is Larry Mazon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the autumnal and leaf-swept hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, today I thought I would do something different. Certainly, I think all of us who love music, there are certain artists that we just totally hit our sweet spot. We could listen to them forever. They speak to us in a very personal way. They may not speak to everyone in that way. But for me, the jazz pianist Bill Evans, who had a really tremendous career trajectory for really only, I guess, about 25 years, in the middle of the 20th century, always spoke rather movingly and beautifully to me. He was part of that group of Miles Davis, John Coltrane, with whom he worked, Cannonball Adderley, these great people who sort of came in after, a little late after the war, 50s and 60s, and turned all sorts of interesting jazz music, sometimes mainstream, sometimes more personal, but certainly made jazz music something that was accessible to everyone with open ears. And a Bill Evans being the kind of person he was, he tackled the Broadway catalog in such a special way. So today I hope you'll sort of, have a two-drink minimum and sit back and listen to some very compelling, if not complex, jazz stylings of someone who I think understood Rodgers and Gershwin and Bernstein and Coleman, as well as any interpreter of Broadway music in the 20th century. So let's leap right in. He didn't do a lot of vocal albums. He wasn't that kind of guy like, say, Oscar Peterson, who played for Ella and Louis many, many, many times. But he had a magnificent two album sessions, or two sessions with Tony Bennett. So let's leap right in with a song from On the Town with Tony Bennett and Bill Evans.
I used to think it might be fun to be anyone else but me. I thought that it would be a pleasant surprise to wake up as a couple of other guys. But now that I've found you, I've changed my point of view. And now I wouldn't give a dime to be anyone else but me. Oh, what a day. Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night. Suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I'd hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. Oh, I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me. Chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. Oh, I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me.
What a beautiful and slightly unconventional playout. That's Bill Evans and Tony Bennett. And aren't we lucky to be listening to Broadway to Main Street? And we're going to hear an hour of the great jazz pianist Bill Evans as he works his way through the Broadway catalog. Well, Evans was born in Plainfield, New Jersey in 1929, the year of the stock market crash, and trained actually as a flautist, I think, in New Orleans, at school in New Orleans, and gradually understood the piano and understood harmonics in an interesting way, and moved back to New York in the early 50s to study at the Manus School of Music. And then he got swept up into this jazz scene, and his first few recordings are as what we like to call a sideman, accompanying other jazz singers or pop singers. And here is, I think, his second recording ever. It's with a woman I know nothing about named Lucy Reed, but they tackle a song from Porgy and Bess, and you can hear Bill Evans start to emerge in this recording. There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York.
leaving soon for New York. Come with me, that's where you belong, mister. You and I can live that high life in New York. Come with me, there you can't go wrong. Mansion on Upper Fifth Avenue, and down Broadway we'll go strutting, we'll go a strutting, and there'll be nothing too good for you. I'll dress up in silks and satins in the latest Paris style. All the blues you'll be forgetting, there'll be no fretting, just nothing but smiles. Come along with me, that's the place. Don't be a fool, come along.
Dear listener, belong sitting, listening to Broadway to Main Street. That was a 1955 recording by Lucy Reed, accompanied by pianist Bill Evans, who we're celebrating today. And what a great way to acknowledge the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund that have helped support this program with a lyric by Ira Gershwin. I'm reminded by my astute technician, Sal Lerner, that it's not really harmonics I was talking about, but harmony. And Bill Evans certainly began to experiment, as many people did, jazz people did in the 50s, about different ways of approaching songs. Richard Rodgers, or more correctly, Rodgers and Hart, are songwriters that he went back to many, many times in his career. He would find a song he loved, and I guess like Rembrandt or something, or Van Gogh, keep painting the same basic tropes over and over again until he could pull them apart and put them back together. Anyway, here are two great songs by Rodgers and Hart. The first accompanied by Don Elliott, or in collaboration with Don Elliott, and then we'll hear a Tony Bennett, Bill Evans number. But first, Thou Swell, Rodgers and Hart.
You're nearer than my head is to my pillow, nearer than the wind is to the willow, dearer than the rain is to the earth below, precious as the sun to the things that grow. You're nearer than the ivy to the wall is, nearer than the winter to the fall is. Leave me, but when you're away, you'll know you're nearer, for I love you so.
Another great tune, Tony Bennett and Bill Evans. We'll keep coming back to Tony Bennett and Bill Evans. That was the apogee, many ways, the apogee of Tony Bennett's career, but certainly the apogee of Bill Evans' career working with singers. He was a jazz musician who moved from being a sideman to doing a lot of solo stuff with his own group. He briefly played with Miles Davis and John Coltrane in 1958. He's on the Kind of Blue album. So he's everywhere. I mean, Kind of Blue, I think, is the largest selling acoustic jazz recording of all time. So he was everywhere. He loved these songs that he found. It's interesting that he loved Rodgers and Hart and never once touched Rodgers and Hammerstein, who were at their prime when Bill Evans was working in the mid-50s, early 60s. Who knows why? Anyway, so I know a lot of people listen to the show, or I hope a lot of people listen to the show to hear some classic recordings of Broadway cast albums. But one thing we try to do on Broadway to Main Street is to give you other interpretations, other ways of looking at the Broadway catalog. And certainly today on this Bill Evans show, you're going to hear melodies fractured and refracted and bent and expanded upon and minimalized in ways you've never heard before. All of You is a song from Cole Porter's Silk Stockings, 1955, and he returned to the song over and over and over and over again. We're going to hear Anita O'Day sing it with Bill Evans accompanying that, and then we're going to segue to that great goddess of jazz on the radio, Marion McPartlin, and she had Bill Evans on her piano jazz show, I think, in 78, and he'll kind of break it down for us. So hang on, and we'll listen to All of You by Cole Porter as filtered through the genius in many different directions of Bill Evans.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you, the eyes, the arms, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd like to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, 'cause I love all of you.
Get so confused, because there are a million things you can do, and so you just have to perfect your own art, and hopefully there'll be room for it. And I'm very thankful for the position I have and the freedom I have, and I just keep my focus and I play what pleases me.
I wish you'd just show me what you mean about the displacement of the. Could you do that on that tune? Could you do a little bit of that? I mean, maybe I could play a bass line or something to help things along.
I could do it. I think I could illustrate that better on. Say All of You.
That's one of your great tunes, yeah.
I'll have to get into it a little bit, though.
Go ahead. world. You know, you displaced it so much I couldn't find the place to come in. You looked at me and said, I was afraid. You know, I thought, boy, if I come in wrong, I'm going to throw this whole thing off.
Well, I filled it up an awful lot, too, and maybe pushing a little hard to try to illustrate the point.
No, but you did. You know? Just one more little bit against the melody. This is it. Felt like swimming against the tide.
Yes.
That's wild. No, really. That was hard for me to keep the thing going. But that illustrates the point real well.
Well, I hope so. I certainly get into it, you know, more with more natural feeling, you know, many times, especially with the trio. But that's the kind of thing that I'm trying to reach out for, which I feel for myself is perfectly natural and fundamental. And that's what I like to require about everything that I do.
Hmm. Bill Evans himself in conversation. Just my Bill. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today I'm taking maybe a slight detour down to Greenwich Village, to the Village Vanguard. And we're going to spend our hour in the company with a magnificent artist of the 20th century, Bill Evans. Bill Evans started experimenting with all sorts of stuff in the 60s from a studio point of view. He overdubbed himself. Conversations with myself, he played and overdubbed himself 2, 3, 4 times. He played with a fantastic trio in the Vanguard in the early 60s. And one of his bassists, I think, was killed accidentally a couple of weeks afterwards. So he gravitated to different groups and different arrangers and different collaborators, but always had this notion of getting back to the Broadway catalog and hanging on to these great tunes, often throughout the decades. In the 1970s, 1975, he teamed up with Tony Bennett. And Bennett had sort of been a little bit on the outs for about 4 or 5 years. The rock music craze just sort of swept his gentle interpretations a little into the margins for a while, and a producer named Helen Keane decided to put them together in a studio for what is for me one of the great desert island discs of all time, called the Tony Bennett Bill Evans album. They made a sequel album called Together Again in 1976, and here they tackle a great Julie Stein Comden and Green song, Make Someone Happy.
Make someone happy, make just one someone happy, make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it's near you, one girl you're everything. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too. Thank you. fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too. Thank you.
Bill Evans tackling a great Burton Lane Alan J. Lerner tune, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. Now, again, as I said earlier, many jazz people like J.J. Johnson or Oscar Peterson or other people sort of tackled show tunes as they sort of came ripped right off the Rialto. That's a fairly contemporary song, On a Clear Day, from 1965 that Bill Evans tackled. And it's interesting, you know, Burton Lane was a mentee, is that the word? He studied with a protege of George Gershwin. So, of course, Bill Evans returned to Gershwin time and time again. We heard a little Porgy and Bess. Here's a song from Of Thee I Sing, one of my favorite shows. And he's working with, I'm talking about sidemen or people who work with major jazz figures. It sounds sort of slightly subordinate. But Bill Evans was a pioneer of really, what would I say, playing musical tennis with people who were great. So they share space and they share music and they share these riffs and improvs going on. Anyway, Cannonball Adderley and Bill Evans, Who Cares? And then we'll go to another Who song after that with Tony Bennett. Thank you.
Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness will hide me. And maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw off my sorrow, beg, steal, borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn to if you turn away?
Who cares into Who Can I Turn To, of course, by Anthony Newley. One of the great things that always inspires me about Bill Evans is the way he can take a song out of its context and work with it and expand it in ways that make you, I wouldn't say rethink it, because you still always have the song on Broadway or in its narrative context, but make you appreciate the genius of it. He recorded a lot of Cy Coleman. He recorded some of the early Cy Coleman stuff, like It Amazes Me and When in Rome. And in 1978, 79, a year or so before he died, he turned into the song that was playing on Broadway at the same time, something that he didn't do all that often. I Love My Wife. It's in a very original song. It sort of has an interesting riff on 6/8 rhythm, and he does lots of fabulous things with it. It's one of my favorite recordings of any show tune of all time. So here is Bill Evans taking Cy Coleman's wonderful title song from I Love My Wife into another transcendent dimension. want to thank you for joining me today to discover one of my favorite musicians of all time, Bill Evans. Now, at the playout of Every Broadway to Main Street over the last 7 years, I played this tune at some other time, chorus from On the Town with Tony Bennett. It's one of the most beautiful renditions I know, and a great way to celebrate Bill Evans. Thanks.
Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token. Too many words are still unspoken. Oh, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time for partying. But let's be glad for what we've had and what's to come. There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time. There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.